Shall we bow our heads together now for a word of prayer? Father, we are grateful today for our Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of being able to pray together another day. You know our individual needs. We ask that thou wilt meet them as we leave them with thee today. Grant, dear Lord, the opening of our hearts to the word, that we might receive it from thee. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you open your Bibles, please, with me today to Revelation chapter 22. You recognize, as I ask you to open your Bibles to this portion of the Word of God, that we are coming to the end of our study of the book of the Revelation. We are looking together at the closing words. We would like to call to your attention today, at least to begin to call to your attention, what is referred to as the epilogue of the book of the Revelation. It is that portion which begins with verse 6 and goes through the remaining portion of chapter 22. It is referred to as the epilogue because chronologically it comes after the subject matter presented in the book itself. I would like to think about these verses of Scripture under the title, The Exhortations of the Apocalypse, because the Holy Spirit is pleased to close the book of the Revelation with a series of exhortations to which every one of us should give heed. Now, it's not of any great import that you know the prophetical sequence of events if you do not know how to pattern your life accordingly, if you do not gear your thinking to what you know, then the knowledge of prophecy is going to do you very little good. We read from verse 6 today of Revelation chapter 22. He said to me, "These sayings are faithful and true." And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he to me, "See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God." And he said unto me, "Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time that is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates of the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, Come. Let him that heareth say, Come. Let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. These words represent the closing words of the book of the Revelation, that which we suggested to you to be the epilogue. Now, we will not have time to notice in one broadcast this entire paragraph of Scripture, but we've read it with you today so that you might have the complete picture, and then we will be looking at it verse by verse as time permits. Will you notice, please, in verse 6, mention of a person referred to as He. Verse 6, And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. We would remind you this morning that this pronoun refers to the angel who has been taking John on a tour of these prophetic events. One of the seven angels that had the bowls full of the wrath of God showed John the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, and now the angel says to John, These sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must be shortly done. Now, when the angel utters those words, he is tying in what is being said now with what was said in chapter 1, verse 1. The book of Revelation is introduced to us with practically the same words. Do you remember what we read in Revelation chapter 1, verse 1? The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Now, in the closing words of the book of the Revelation, the angel says, We have done exactly what we set out to do. We've showed you things which must shortly come to pass. The word shortly, remember, does not refer to time in the sense that it should happen in the next 5 or 10 minutes. It refers to order. And what he is saying is, we have shown you things that are next on God's prophetic program. Now, having said that, having emphasized that he has completed what he set out to do, he closes the book of the Revelation with a series of exhortations. These exhortations are 3 in number, built around the promise of the Lord's return. The book of the Revelation was written so that we might understand the purpose and the place of the Lord's return in God's prophetic plan. Look at verse 7, please. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Look again in verse 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his works shall be. Then in verse 20. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. And then we have John's response, Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. There can be no doubt, in view of this threefold promise, that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. If he is coming again, then we ought to arrange our lives accordingly. Certainly, Only the individual who refuses to recognize the plain teaching of the Word of God would believe other than that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. In verse 7, we are reminded that in the light of the Lord's return, the book of the Revelation should be a very precious portion of the Word of God to every one of us. Notice verse 7, "Behold, I come quickly." Now this is one of seven promises in the book of the Revelation in which this same word, quickly, is used concerning the Lord's return. And it is followed by one of seven beatitudes. "Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Happy is the man that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." For happy is the meaning of the word blessed. Now notice the word keepeth, and notice that it is not a word that speaks so much of observance, though that is involved, as it is a word that speaks of treasuring something. The literal meaning of the word keepeth here is he that treasureth. So you might read this verse, "Behold, I come quickly, blessed is he that treasureth the sayings of this book." Now, beloved, you cannot hold something dear without doing something about it. You could not hold dear the sayings of the Word of God and disobey them. You could not treasure the sayings of the book of Revelation without finding them very important in your life. Now, John is going to present an elaboration of this statement, but we won't have time to look at it today. We'll continue our thinking about it the next time we meet together round our radios.